This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call, live from Hallelujah Acres. We've got a great program for you tonight, preparing for a rural disaster. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what's going to, you say, I mean, that's a very challenging statement to make. Will a huge disaster wipe out all humanity, as some are predicting in 2012, and we're gonna relate that tonight to the perils of this world. And there's many. You know, the Bible says in the last days that there shall be a famine and pestilence and earthquakes and waves of the sea roaring and things of this nature. But he said also, if you notice there, but the end is not yet. Are we at the end of the world? Well, we're going to deal with those questions because we know that a lot of people are beginning to believe in some of the predictions here. There is actual people on around the world that suggest that the magnetic field shift will occur in December the 21st in 2012. Now, we're less than 1,000 days away from the perils that they're predicting. But the magnetic field shift happens periodically in history. We know that. But there is a chance once the poles or the magnetic fields shift in a way that the continents could skate like on roller bearings and pile up in different formations than what we've got right now, because it's happened in the past. There's evidence to suggest that. Now, December the 21st and 2012 is also the winter solstice, and it really provides us with a view that will not be seen again in our lifetimes. Now, this is why that this conjunction of the intersection of the Milky Way and the ecliptic given us a view of what the Mayans called the sacred tree, and given us a view of the tree of life. Now, ain't that interesting? That this mythical, if you will, in some circles is determined to be mythical. In some circles, it's being highly probable that this is going to happen. Did the Messiah indicate these type of pearls? Because he said there should come a famine in the last days, and not for bread and water, but for hearing the word of Yahweh. And I really believe that as time goes on, that man, in his pursuit of knowledge, has drifted farther and farther away from the focus that the Father of light wanted us to concentrate on the light and to walk in the light as we see the Word. So, the projection of a new dawn of an enlightenment is a step towards the progression in that mankind would become more aware of his surroundings. And I really believe the latter part of this prophecy of the Mayan, that we are going to come into an enlightenment such as the world has never seen. Now, we're going to go to the second or First Thessalonians chapter 5, and let me begin to read as we lay the stop for you in tonight's message entitled The Pearls in the Coming Age of Our Day. But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Now Paul is talking about the times and the seasons of the future. We're talking about, this is a 2,000-year-old prophecy of the prophetic word that Paul is getting to us in the book of Thessalonians. For yourselves know perfectly well that the day of Yahweh cometh as a thief in the night. Now, keep that in mind, that prophetic word, that Yahweh will slip in here, not when the earth is falling down, but when they're eating and drinking and being merry. Now, that don't sound like the pearls of a disaster. We're talking about a natural disaster with the continents shifting and roller skating around the globe and disastrous results and things of this nature. So let's concentrate on another pearl. Now, this pearl is so awesome that the Bible said it would deceive the people of the world, because this pearl is going to come in peacefully. And he's going to reign for a short season, and we're going to give you some of the prophetic prophecies of the Mayan calendar on the amount of times in the long-term calendars. They had a set of series of based on 144,000. And it's interesting that these Mayans, who we know very little about, had all this information that has now becoming to the forefront of this prophetic time of December the 21st of 2012. I do believe that we are right at the verge of these pearls happening in such a chasmoclitic way that if you're not righteous, you won't be able to escape these pearls. Now remember, he said there's going to come a famine, but not for bread and water, but for hearing the word of truth. How can we hear the word of truth when Pilate, when he asked in the petition to the Messiah, when he asked him directly, what is truth? And the Messiah didn't open his mouth as a result of these dire predictions of Matthew chapter 24, when the Messiah, we're going to go over there and show you some of the pearls that are coming. Yes, there's going to be famine. I'm talking about natural famine. But which is greater? I said last night, that, you know, you can literally starve to death for the natural food, and what would you give in exchange for your spiritual man that is starving to death for the spiritual food? Which one is more important? Now, that's why that the disciplines of, in a religious nature here, if you train yourself to go without the natural food, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of our Heavenly Father. You yourselves know perfectly well that the day of Yahweh so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall... Now listen to this one here. This is awesome. For when they shall say, peace and safety. Now, it don't sound like that the prophets that are predicting peace and safety, and they will be, and we got most prophets today that's predicting failure and disaster. And yet, and that's coming, I'll grant you that's coming, but it may be coming in a sequential way that Satan has twisted and contorted into deceiving the very elect and letting down their guard, because remember the Bible said that the Messiah will slip in here as a thief. That means nobody expected him. Well, we know that if the earth is reeling and to and fro like a drunken man, and we're having natural disaster after natural disaster and earthquakes and famines and pestilence and things of this nature, that we would expect to see him. But it's when they say peace and safety. Is there a time coming up in the near future, instead, I believe, of having a natural disaster? And it could happen. But instead of having those, what about a spiritual disaster, or the pearls of the spiritual disaster, or a nature of a catastrophic event such as the world has never known? We'll get into those facts. And I'll show you the sequence of the events that most people are out of sync with. Here, they're going to be crying. Now, these are the false prophets. These are not the righteous. Because when they say peace and safety, the righteous are going to begin to run for cover. They're going to prepare for destruction. But when Satan comes in peacefully, and the Bible says he will, we're going to show you the sequence of the events in the heavens when sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. As you are the children of light. Now that means revelation. That means following the instruction of the prophets of Yahweh. That you are children of the day and are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober, as attentive to the surroundings of what they're preparing. Now they're telling us, and most of these prophetic prophecies are telling us, that we could have a magnetic field shift, or we could go into some natural calamity and have some catastrophic results, as earthquakes and famines and pestilence and things of this nature. And we know that earthquakes and famines and pestilence are increasing at an alarming rate all over the earth. And here is a telltale sign that something's coming. Your government and the governments of the union of the earth, the kings and the chief captains, who are digging and carving great caverns under the earth to, number one, store electricity, and store food, and to store great reservoirs of water, and to store silver and gold and things of this nature, as they are now preparing for their own predictions of disaster. But when they, now that all that's going on right now, but there's going to be a special event. And it's acclimated to a particular verse of Scripture that we're going to bring to you just in a moment. And here is exactly what the relationship is of sudden destruction and peace and safety. What is the difference between the two? Well, it's two different principles or philosophies, if you will, and a psychology of the mind. There is a great battle going on right now for the mind and the minds of the people of the earth. Let us go here, and we're going to tell you that the Bible says that we're children of the light, and that the day of Yahweh, by the coming of our Father, that there be by our gathering together unto him. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, we're going to get a little bit deeper into Revelation here. That you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, and neither by spirit, nor by word, and nor by letter, as from us, as the day of the Messiah is at hand. Now, I think everybody would agree that we are down in the beginning of what we would consider the last day. But remember, deception would be prevalent. They will begin to say peace and safety. Well, right now they're not saying that. They're telling us that trouble's coming, that we could have disaster after disaster, and probably, more probable than improbable, is the results of these things could happen at any moment. Where do you stand tonight with your mind? Are you ready? Do you think you could survive things of this unsurvivable situation when they begin to say peace and safety? It's not that, you see, it's when the going gets tough, and that's when the tough get going. And we're going to have to rise up, and we're going to have to take authority over the devil. And the Bible said, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Well, the devil's in control right now. He's not fleeing from the earth. He's closer to the earth right now than he's ever been. Let no man deceive you, verse 3 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, by any means. Now, be very careful in the sequential events. When they say peace and safety, that's when sudden destruction. And when they preach destruction, there'll be peace and safety. See, the devil is always going to twist, and he's going to rearrange the sequence that is in the pipeline that Yahweh has done preordained to deceive you. That's why he sets a deceptor. Notice this: that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. They come a falling away first. Now, let me repeat this. There shall come a falling away. Let's look at the Laodicean church age. That's one we're in. We taught last month on the Laodicean church age of lukewarm. That means falling away. Becoming warm instead of hot or cold. Meaning that they are lulled to sleep as they are saying that disaster is coming, and when in reality there's going to come a period of peace and safety. And it's going to come about by this man of sin that is to be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, we're going from there over to verse 4, and this is the son of perdition when he comes. Now, who is the son of perdition? He's going to be revealed. In the last days, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction, but when they preach destruction, you better prepare. You see, they're not preparing you for the spiritual deception. They're trying to warn you that there's coming a physical deception. And in sense, it's a sequential event. It's coming. Both of these things are coming. It's going to be natural, and it's going to be spiritual. There's going to be people hungry, and there's going to be people for the natural, and there's going to be people hungry for the spiritual. Right now, it is for the natural that people are hungering more than it is for the spiritual. Not many wives, not many children of light. Straight is the way, and there's a gate, and a few there be defined. Not many people are trying to set their house in order. I'm talking about in the spiritual sense. They are not prepared for what's coming, and Satan, therefore, is going to show you, as he opposes and exalts himself when he comes, above all that is called God, anything related to religious worship, he's going to be the peace and safety man. He's coming in peacefully. But the earth is being prepared, and we're being told that there's going to be an age of high volatile natural calamities and destruction. When the Bible says when the true Messiah, see, this is the truth element. Here is the rest of the story to sequential set your house in order that your mind might be prepared, because when they say peace and safety, they're really talking about destruction. And when they say destruction, they're really talking about the age of peace and safety, when Satan, who is coming, will oppose and exalt himself above all that is called of God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, let us go over to the second epistle of Peter, and we're going to go to verse 19 of the first chapter. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye that dwell should do well that you take heed as unto a light, there it is again, that shineth in a dark place, there it is again, Paul and Peter matching up, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. This is the enlightenment to know that when they say peace and safety, it's going to be destruction, and when they preach destruction, it's going to be peace and safety. This is the day star that should dawn in your heart through revelation, and you should know that, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of private interpretation. For the prophecy came not of old time by the will of man, but holy men of God who spake as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. But when there, here it is, there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. And when they say destruction, peace and safety. We're being set up here by a lot of these prophetic things, just like we were in Y2K, if that didn't happen. But there's going to be a day, you can rest your soul and bank on it, that they want you to let your guard down. They want you to forget about, you say, burn me once, shame on you, burn me twice, shame on me. That's sort of a scenario as they change the destruction method of their prophecy into peace and safety, and peace and safety into the destruction method of the prophecy. When they're saying peace, then cometh destruction, and when they say destruction, then cometh peace. So then the cart before the horse in this sense is the pearls that are we're preaching of this present world, and you should be aware that this prophecy, who shall privately bring in damnable heresy, even denying Yahweh that brought them, and bring upon themselves, listen to this now, swift destruction. Remember, again, when they say peace and safety, then cometh swift destruction. When they say destruction, then cometh peace and safety. Now, again, let's go. Now, we see here in the rest of the scripture, for if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell. There it is. God spared not the angels. Who are these angels? Do they live? Are they existing somewhere right now? Is planet X, which is one of the Mayan prophecies that Satan dwells or lives with these other beings who are very intelligent beings on a planet, they would be aliens to us. And did you know that your government is looking for these aliens? That they're inviting them to the planet? That they're in conspiracy to bring forth a period of peace and safety, which will ultimately result in the enthronement of the souls that have been beguiled by the craftiness of Satan, as we find that through wickedness, they shall with avenged words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long lingereth not, but their damnation slumbereth not. Now, these angels that were cast down, they're going to have a brief interlude to bring back to the planet an age of peace and safety. Are you getting my drift here tonight, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you are. Get the sequential events in proper sequence, and then you shall escape the wiles when they say peace. Get ready for destruction. And when they say destruction, get ready for peace. Now, a peace that is not a spiritual peace. It's a deceptive peace of earth rule, and the Bible says when Satan returns to this planet. We're going to give you the scriptures to indicate he will. For if God spared not the angels, verse 4, that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, that saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. Now, remember, I talked last night about righteousness. We're not talking about some holy pot-swinging, incense-burning priest that's got on the priestly garb that has the appearance of holiness or righteousness, but we're talking about the doctrine of being right, to sequentially put the proper sequence of the deceiving of the devil and those who are wise and those who are righteous, in other words, right, will rule in the kingdom to come because you escaped the wiles of the devil and you're not ignorant of his devices. And Paul said so, that Satan is going to come in peacefully with the gospel of peace and safety. Look at all of your 501(c) churches. Look at across the United States and, for that matter, the world. These 501(c) lukewarm Laodicean churches are lulling to sleep the people of God. And the Bible gave a distinct command to come out of her, my people, that you receive not of her plagues, and be ye not deceived, for God is not mocked, and whatsoever a man soweth, that shall they also reap, bringing in the flood upon the world of ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ever in such a time have seen such ungodly legislation that is being fostered and brought forth in sequential events to make sure that Satan is going to have the power of the laws of the land to back him up in the things that he loves to do, which is corruption, vile affection, and things of this nature, or permissiveness that is so rampant today that even the 501(c) churches that are still clinging to some semblance of the disciplines of Yahweh's word, they're giving up and turning over in their understanding to be turned over to a reprobated mind to be damned, and those who believe it. Wherefore, verse 11, let me give you verse 9, until the day of judgment to be punished. These ungodly beings, who are they? Well, ladies and gentlemen, coming out of the heavens, announced to the people of the world, will come Satan and his angels in a time of peace and safety. And and he'll come in peacefully and obtain the kingdom and will rule the earth with a rod of iron. Verse 11, or verse 10, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness. He's going to have a lot of people in the late DOC and church age of the lukewarm sequentially out of step with the righteousness or the right way of the Father, and presumptuous as they are, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. You know, they're going to come after the righteous. They're going to come after the preachers that are preaching the sequential events in the right way, as opposed to Satan, his angels, and all of the 501(c)(3) gang that have waxed lukewarm, that are going to join the ranks of Satan and support his cause. Wherefore, angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not a railing accusation against them before Yahweh. Now, that's power. You can't even come before Yahweh to present your case, because in that day, Satan will rule the earth through peaceful and safety. He's gonna have the government sequence and the laws and the identification process. He's going to know where everyone is and what they're doing, what they're thinking, and what they're knowing. And if you don't support the beast, everyone that does not support this beast power of deception, of peace and safety. Now, it's hard to argue against peace and safety, ladies and gentlemen, even when the devil himself is the chief architect of this deception. Because he's going to transform himself into an angel of light and would deceive the earth. And so, therefore, he's employing his prophets to preach doomsday prophecy when it's actually going to be peace and safety. And then he'll have them preaching peace and safety when it will result in doomsday, when the Father of light in the children of light will come back to be glorified in the children of light, who are going to arm them and give them power to call down a fire to withstand Satan and to greatly battle against the powers that are ordained in the heavens. And in that day, one will chase 1,000, two will put 10,000 to flight, 1,000 shall fall at your one side, and 10,000 at your other side, and then you will know, as the little voice behind you will say, this is the way, walk in it, and find rest for your soul. You see, the only time that Yahweh's people are at rest is when they're about the Father's business. And that means battling against Satan, which a disciple of Yahweh is trained with the whole armor on his front, not his back, but on his front, as he presses toward the mark and the high calling, which is in the Father. And that we know that these angels, which are greater in power, will always be here to bring in the rule of peace and safety. Now, that's why that they're preaching destruction coming. Along about the age of 20 and 12, which is prophetically an interesting time in the heavens at the crossing. And ladies and gentlemen, it means that the center of the universe, we will have what is known as a correct crossing at point A. You will see it definitely in an astrological sign in 20 and 12, as the Mayans had predicted it, and the significance of it is not destruction, but peace and safety in an age of enlightenment of the dark children that are coming to rule this earth with a rod of iron, deceiving even the very elect, if it's possible. Now, nevertheless, and these shall, as natural brute beasts, be made and taken and destroyed. Well, there you go. That's when they're preaching destroying. There'll be peace and safety. And when they're preaching peace and safety, then the sequence of events will bring the righteous angels out of heaven for the final Armageddon in time battle that will commence sometime after the short reign of this enlightened age, when Satan and his angels will be revealed or loosed upon this earth. And we're going to give you the prophetic utterance in just a moment in the book of Revelation as we move quickly down to the scripture. Notice this. These shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. There you go now. See, they're going to come in as righteous. They're going to come in with peace. They're going to come in with safety. And the whole world, how are you going to argue against something that is good? How are you going to fight against something that don't need to be fought against? Ladies and gentlemen, when the enemy cannot be seen or detected, he is the most enemy to be feared. But when the enemy is standing out in front of you, and you can see him and visualize him and know that he's slinging arrows against you, you see, this is not a war of flesh and blood. You know what the word Armageddon literally means in the Hebrew Scriptures? It means a war of words. In other words, your soul is being vied for by a war of words, which is Armageddon, and straight is a way, and narrow is a gate in this Armageddon war, and only a few of the righteous will walk in and find rest for their soul. Now remember, they're not going to find rest for their physical bodies, because they're going to be worn out by these unrighteous evil beings and the kings of the earth and their armies, as they physically impose upon you the wrath of Satan when he is going to wear out the saints of the Most High in this sequential event of events that are really turned around to call light darkness and darkness light, to call good evil and evil good. You see, it's a reverse by the power of the deception of Satan to deceive the very elect. They shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots are they that blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceiving, while they feast with you. While they sport with you, and while they dwell with you in their own deceiving ways, while they feast with you. That means eating and drinking. And when the Bible said, when they say peace and safety, and you know that the Messiah said himself that when he comes back, the world will be eating and drinking like it was in the days of Noah. You see this sequence, ladies and gentlemen? How more plainer can the Holy Spirit, speaking through this old grizzled prophet tonight, trying to tell you and warn you that when they say peace and safety, it will be destruction, and when they say destruction, it'll be peace and safety. So it's a reversal for, listen to this now, having eyes full of adultery, and they cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable soul. There it is, beguiling. As Satan deceived Eve, these are the sexual connotations of overriding to actually genetically destroy a certain people upon the planet. Guess who they are? It is the ones that have the genetic bloodline of the Holy Grail, as we are told. These are the bloodline of the righteous that fill the earth as pilgrims and strangers, and do not fit in to the scheme of the sequence, who know the truth, have escaped the pearls and the deception of Satan. And the Bible said, who resist these who are exercised and cursed children? There it is, cursed children. How do they do that? Genetically cursing a righteous bloodline. We got all these inoculations. We've got these breeding, these injections. It's doing something to a specific people, and I can't get into the real meat of that, as I don't want to get into that right now, but I have preached in times past, and if you are a disciple or you are a follower of the teaching of the Shepherd's Call of Pastor Buddy, you know exactly what I'm meaning and to whom it is intended, that these are wells without water, clouds carried about in a tempest, in whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever, while they speak great swelling words of the 5 and 3 church age of vanity, and they allure through the lust of the flesh, not the spirit man, not the righteousness, but the unrighteousness of the flesh, because it's the same right way, through the wantonness, those who were clean escaped from them while they live in error, while that they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, the same is brought under bondage. Beware, leave Satan, who is going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. From such, flee the very appearance of evil. Flee the sequence of the events that is laid out by Satan, which is a snare and a trap. For if after that they have received or escaped the pollution of the world. Now, what is the pollution of the world? It's not Al Gore's polluted planet. This is the bloodline polluted through Satan, agent to destroy the bloodline of Yahweh, who had a son called Adam from the bloodline of Yahweh. And this bloodline, this scarlet thread, has been protected. Boy, I'd love to get in that tonight, and I could preach for 25 hours just on genetic bloodlines and transference of the covenant of birthright down to this present generation, where, knowing this, it had been better for those who know better not to have known the way of righteousness, or known the right way, than after that they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them, which is to keep yourself unspotted from the world. You are a royal priesthood. You are a chosen people. You are precious in the sight of the Father. And the Bible said in Psalms 116, precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. We are going to be cannon fodder for the devil. We're going to be delivered up. And we're going to be opposed by this great tempest power. For this they are willingly ignorant of, as they will exhort you and say, where is the promise that is coming? That's not come yet, ladies and gentlemen. That has to come. You see, the world's eating and drinking and being merry at this present time, but they're preaching destruction and things of this nature. You see, the deception, underhanded tactics of the evil one, who would deceive the very elect if it's possible. For this willing that they are ignorant, that the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Here is the key. Verse 7 of 2 Peter chapter 3, as we are in the text of the pearls of a planet. A planet in pearl. A planet in pearl. Let me repeat that for the theme of our message tonight. A planet in pearl. The whole world lies in unrighteousness. Only the straightway people, only the narrow gate people, only the wise, only the ones that have committed to the cause of the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and the Bible said for you to seek it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is likened unto it, love your brother as yourself. But the heavens which were of old and are now kept of the same word are in store, reserved unto fire against the judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, you are not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with Yahweh 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. But the day of Yahweh, now here it is. Remember, I read you in 2 Thessalonians in the presentation of the first half of the program here tonight. And as we bring it down to the bottom of the hour here, notice this. But the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night. Now, Satan's going to come in peacefully. And when they say peace and safety, then come up the sudden destruction. But the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth and the world and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And seeing that you have these things, that they will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for... Oh, I love this beautiful scripture here in 1 Peter chapter 3, or 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. A powerful scripture. It is a scripture to reckon with and to mark in the Bible, looking for and hasten unto the coming of the day of God, who is coming back in flame and fire. Satan's coming in peace and safety. We done proved that. And in part two of the world in peril, I will show you the sequence in the book of Revelation that Satan is soon, ladies and gentlemen, I predict somewhere in the next few years, that there will be a wondrous announcement upon the earth that there's going to be an identity of a group of people out in the heavens, the universe, and that these are intelligent beings, and that they have hooked up with the earthlings, and that we have made a league and a covenant with them, and they're going to come in peacefully. And they're going to bring so much wonderful knowledge. 2012 is the day of enlightenment when much knowledge will be brought forth. Oh yeah, we'll have these things, these little offsets, wars and rumors of wars, and we'll have earthquakes and famines and pestilence and brother betraying brother, and the love of many waxing cold, and all that's going on even as we speak. But the end is not yet. The Messiah said in Matthew 24, the end is not yet. Looking for and hasten to the coming of the day of Yahweh, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promises, look for new heavens, plural. Does that mean it will have new planets? The Bible don't speak of world, it speaks of worlds. Are we alone? I don't think so. Have we ever been alone? I don't think so. Well, we've never seen nobody. There's no conclusive proof that the watchers are out there. The Bible indicates that they're out there, that they intervene in the affairs of man periodically. And Satan has got a set of instructions, ladies and gentlemen, that to come in and to rule the world with a rod of iron, insomuch as he would deceive the very elect, because the elect doesn't understand the sequence, and they're caught up in the affairs of this world and the things of this world. When they're to be peace and safety, they're worried about destruction, and when they're worried about destruction, there's peace and safety. So the Satan, the power of Satan, to change that which is right into wrong, and that which is wrong into right. Nevertheless, we look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein, D, dwelleth right. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you were in a new heaven where right prevails, where that man and his political machine or his seem right ways, or that which is highly esteemed among the carnal mind of man and is not the rule, but, ladies and gentlemen, it's the exception. I want you to prefer the rule of Yahweh upon the earth and the new heavens, wherein dwelleth a right way. Prepare to meet Satan in part two of the pearls of this world. We're going to fashion for you a prophetic utterance like you've never heard in sequence to tie it all together. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent, that you might be found of him in peace without spot, and blameless, and account that the long-suffering of Yahweh is salvation, even as our beloved Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written unto you, as unto all the epistles that he writ, speaking of them, in them, the things which are hard to understand, which they are unlearned, that an unstable, that's the one that's going with the sequence of events, when they say peace and safety, and there's no peace and safety there, or when they say destruction and there's peace and safety there, get on the other side of what the devil and the world tells you. Do not go in the way of Cain for the greedy error of the unrighteous. It pays to serve Satan. You will have peace, and you will have safety, and you will have the things of this world given unto you through honoring and paying allegiance and homage to Satan and the power of the angels. Ladies and gentlemen, I forewarn you whom you must fear. You must fear Yahweh, the rock of your salvation. You must look toward the kingdom and the principles that Yahweh has set before you, and to run this race with peace and safety in the King. For Satan is coming with peace and safety, which will bring destruction upon them who are not prepared in the days of the event of the sounding of the seventh angel. Well, we're going to move in part two of Pearls of the Planet. Remember, again, part two, you don't want to miss it, Monday night. I'll be back here Monday night at 9 o'clock on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. This is the premier radio station in the United States, and if not the whole world. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear all the other stations promoting the falsehood of silver and gold and things of this nature and the worldly things that they're concerned with, and all they're in it for is to make a buck. But ladies and gentlemen, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Holy Ghost. Be ye also ready, for you know not in what hour that the Son of Man cometh. Prepare, O world, to meet Satan and his angels. They're coming soon. And they will reign upon the earth for what the Bible says will be a short time. Now remember, one day with Yahweh is 1,000 years in earth time. So I don't know how many earthly years that Satan is to sit in the seat of the beast that we read about tonight in the sequence. But I guarantee you one thing, that when he sits in that seat of authority and he rules with a rod of iron, and he will literally wear out the saints of the Most High, prepare to do battle on the pearls of this planet. and we'll get into part two. You don't want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be earth-shaking, and it's going to rattle your cage. It's going to change your thinking of this wrong induction into the sequence. We're going to put it all in sequential spiritual events coming forth in the last days and rightly dividing the truth and giving you a hope to eternal life. Now, tonight, I'm sponsored by Brother Mark out of the great state of Mississippi. He brought you this whole hour that you might know the sequence of events coming down upon planet Earth, and you are going to really freak out, if I could be permitted to use that word in the lingo of the day. These things are going to be so revealing to you when I talk about the event of 20 and 12, and we're going to a certain scripture in the Bible in part two of Pearls of a Planet. You don't want to miss it. I believe it will be an eye-opener for you to part two, to put your feet on solid rock and to prepare you to face the coming events that are going to be catastrophic. They're going to be such a catastrophic spiritual event that only a few will survive to make it over into that world that we call a new heaven and a new earth. Now, Brother Mark, as I said, is sponsoring me tonight. I'll be back Monday night around the world on WWRB 3.185 with the message of part two of Pearls of a Planet. You don't want to miss it. And I'm going to give you a scripture right up front Monday night that will open up your understanding to what's coming in 2012. You are not going to believe what you're going to hear. We're going to give it to you directly from the sequence of events of the way that is right, as opposed to Satan, his deceptive ways, of a way that seems right. And until Monday night, around the world, on the transmitting Jewel of the South, live from Hallelujah Acres, right here where I feel the anointing, ladies and gentlemen, coming down like a shower around me right here tonight, as we minister to you of the coming times of the deceptive age of a time of peace and safety. Oh, I'm prepared. I'm telling you, I hope and trust that my message tonight has blessed you. If it has, write me. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live here tonight at Hallelujah Acres. You can call me at area code 423-338-1972. Now, that's area code 423-338-1972. And if you'd like to go to our website, as I close out here tonight, go to oneyahweh.com. Brother Bob will have these messages that we have posted for years. You can download them free of charge and learn from the sequence of events of the world affairs of what you can know that we're in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. I love you. I'll see you Monday night live, WWRB 3.185. Yahweh bless.